From the studios of WMAA-FMHD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WMAA-FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist. And as always, I've got with me today.
Oh, Dr. Funderburk, your boy, your main man, your husband, your baby daddy. And of course, you know, this week is an important week.
It's important.
It is a little bit important.
Uh-huh.
So I just want you to call me the AD.
Oh, you gonna be the AD?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the AD?
Well, see, not the athletic director, Dr. Funderburk.
Oh, okay.
I can't be the athletic director over here at A&T because, man, that is a hard job.
Okay. So what's that stand for?
I want you to call me the Aggie Dog.
Oh my gosh.
The Aggie Dog, Dr. Funderburk.
Okay.
I can't be the dog because there's a dog already on the line. But I am the Aggie dog. The Aggie dog. I had my daughter, Dr. Funderburk. That's your baby.
Oh, your daughter?
Okay, your daughter, my baby. You know how we roll. Your daughter, my daughter, you know, that kind of thing. And she was looking and she saw the logo of the Aggie dog.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Oh, that looks like a lion." I said, "No. That's the Aggie dog."
You with some Aggie pride?
That is.
She got Aggie pride already.
She got Aggie pride, and she only two.
So, all, we have on the show with us today the world famous Mr. Larry King. That's right, world famous. He's A&T alum, former football player, and a proud member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Mr. Larry King, how you living?
Living the dream as always. Glad to be back.
Living the dream.
Yes.
It's the time of the year, and we are getting ready. And all I can say is Aggie pride.
That's right. Do y'all feel it? It's in the air. It's almost like you can touch it. You can taste it.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Funderburk. I can smell the chitlins already going.
Okay, you can have those.
Dr. Funderburk, you don't know nothing about no chitlins.
You're right. I don't, and I don't plan to.
That's right. See, y'all. I'm sorry. I got to take her card.
No, you don't get to take my card. My Aggie card is legit.
Oh, Dr. Funderburk, I ain't talking about the Aggie card.
I know you ain't. Okay, so y'all, you can tell we are talking about homecoming. We are talking about not just any homecoming. We are talking about the greatest homecoming on earth, Jiho. It's right around the corner, y'all. It's just in a few days. So Mr. Larry King, you know a thing or three about homecoming. Is that right?
Maybe four.
Maybe four.
Absolutely.
Yes. So tell us, you know, we're looking at homecoming. We call it Jiho. You know, what is Jiho?
Let me break it down to you.
That's right. Break it down.
Is the greatest homecoming on earth. No disrespect to any other HBCUs or other colleges, but yeah, when you experience Jiho, you experience something that can't be duplicated.
That's
nowhere
right.
else.
It just,
you know,
is
so
what it is.
Some try, but they can't duplicate Jiho. They've named it other different things to try to compete with the greatest homecoming on earth.
Sure did.
But when you think of the greatest homecoming on earth, you think of North Carolina A&T State University, located in Greensboro, North Carolina.
That's right. You do. You absolutely do. So, you know, and homecoming, you know what? My husband jokingly, yet a little bit seriously and very lovingly, calls it Black Holiday.
Absolutely.
Why is homecoming so important at an HBCU? But it's broader than that. It's wider than that. Why is it so important to the Black community?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you know, A&T and homecoming at other HBCUs is very important to the community, first and foremost, because it's the first major recruitment tool for all of our HBCUs when we come back home. And number two, it gives us the opportunity to tell our history, and we show our history and present our history to our younger generations. Because at one particular time, we couldn't go to some of the, you know, schools in the country. We had to go to some of our HBCUs because we didn't have any other choice. But today is different. And so we try to keep that tradition and that culture going, and to make sure we can tell our part of history and present that unity amongst us in the Black community. And, you know, homecoming brings families together. You know, it's like Keith said, it's that one particular holiday. You know, when you got different families living in different geographical areas of the country, homecoming is like the meetup spot for families and youth to introduce the, you know, the university, to introduce the university to the youth. It brings families together. And of course, you know, it's a major, major, you know, gives the, the community, the Black community, an economic boost.
To the city.
To the city, absolutely. And of course, you know, it gives us the opportunity to have Black excellence, have that pride about going to HBCU.
That's right. That's right. You know, and there is, go
ahead. Really, it's huge for my family. Again, the majority of my family, I grew up and I was raised right here in Greensboro, but it's something about when anti-homecoming started. Of course, it's been going on for years, but whenever the homecoming would come around, you know, I remember I didn't go to Dudley, but A&T and Dudley a lot of times will have their homecoming celebrations at the same time. For those that got a little bit of history in the area, you know, this is when you would see the city of Greensboro. Man, they would have these downtown not parades, but like a celebration. And so it was like really where if you African-American, again, my white brothers and sisters, they took part, but it was just like really everybody just coming together and we just doing the darn thing. I mean, my aunts and my grandma, I mean, my granddad, all of us, we still... the majority of them didn't go to A&T, but that day everybody was an Aggie.
Everybody was an Aggie that day. That's right.
Absolutely, and that's the thing about, you know, homecoming in Greensboro, and that's why we call it the greatest homecoming on earth. You know, it gives us the opportunity to continue the cultural about HBCUs, to continue the cultural about, you know, the Black community, and it's a beautiful thing.
And you know, Larry, you mentioned something. You said that homecoming is one of the first recruitment tools that the university or really probably any HBCU could use to just show the campus off to prospective students. And I think that is, you know, when you mentioned, or I don't know if it was you or I think Keith mentioned about Dudley's homecoming being in close relation in time frame to A&T's homecoming. I think similar things would happen around the state as well. There would be, because I'm from Fayetteville, so Fayetteville State's homecoming would be very similar or in similar time frame to my high school, E.E. Smith's homecoming. And E.E. Smith and Dudley and Durham Hillside, those are what I call the HBHSs. Those are the historically Black high schools that are in the community. And those schools, we are absolutely looking to, though when I was in high school, I was absolutely looking to see, well, what was Fayetteville State doing? Because that's what we could see right there in our community. But I was definitely looking out to see about, well, it wasn't called GEHO at the time. It was just, you know, it was good old just regular homecoming. But it was showing off the school. It wasn't just about you know, all of the wonderful things going on, it was like, hey, let's introduce this culture. And I really love that. You know, I hadn't paid attention to it until you said it like that. But that is absolutely what is happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity, you know, for us to really present the campus and use it as a recruiting tool for our youth, especially, you know, in academics and athletics. You know, you bring a kid from Eastern North Carolina to North Carolina A&T for GEHO, that kid has a whole new culture that they've never seen before.
Uh-huh. And wow. exposure and representation. That's what we
Absolutely.
Need, y'all.
Wow. Again, you're listening to How You Living, A Show About Life with the Funderburks. You've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk. And man, we got the true Aggie dog himself, guys. I mean, we're talking about Larry King. And so we'll talk a little bit more, hopefully later in the show, about Larry personally. But uh-huh. you know, one of the things I was, as you guys were talking, and even as I was just thinking about it for myself, it gave me, it's something about the word pride. It's
yeah.
something about, you know, what that does for young people. You know, when you think about having a sense of pride at an early age, it's like, I know that when I leave Dudley or Smith or Grimsley, I'm going to A&T because mm-hmm. it's something, it's more than just a movie that, you know, you might have seen with Nick Cannon. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, what is it about that word pride and how homecoming really resonates during this time period? Maybe what about for you, Larry? Do you feel that homecoming is gives a lot of young people and really older folks? I mean, people like you and I, we get that pride.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all look forward to homecoming. We really look forward to coming back to the university to give back, to see the updates and the changes and the new buildings and how the campus look. And so that we can introduce that to the next generation. And we want to continue to build on that. We want to reach back and grab another kid to come to A&T so that they can have the same experience that we had when we went to A&T. And that's when that pride kicks in, you know, mm-hmm. giving back to the next generation so that they can look at A&T the same way we looked at, you know, A&T and of course, other HBCUs as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, y'all know I'm going to throw that mental health piece in there. The pride is about, it's a positive side of mental health as well. All of us have to feel a connection. All of us have to feel a sense of belonging. And that's what this does. When we can connect to that Aggie pride, we have that belonging. We have that consciousness of our culture. We recognize that we belong to something, and not just we belong to something, we belong to something great. So that really gives us all a boost to be able to say that I belong to something great. When I can't say that I belong to something great, then that's when, you know, you kind of start to sink a little bit. And if other things aren't going right in your world too, you know, you're already sinking a little bit lower and lower and lower. So the pride and the connection and just the way that Aggie pride just floats through the community, it's palpable. It's now go ahead, Keith, and say something about my word.
Oh, there it is, Larry. Now I don't know where Dr. Funderburk get these big words from. You want to break that down.
But Dr. I mean Funderburk? you can like I said earlier, you can, it feels like you can almost taste it and touch it. And it makes me, when speaking of taste, it makes me think about them donuts. Them donuts that would be out there in Fan Fest. I'm like, oh, don't stop the donuts from coming. Okay, you didn't hear me say that, Larry.
But... I did hear you.
Uh-oh, that's Coach Larry King. He's coming out.
But you know, at homecoming, them donuts are so good. That's why the line is so long for that stand all by itself.
You do know you get a pass.
Okay, that's right.
You know you get a pass for
homecoming. That's right.
Homecoming is a week-long vacation that you get a pass on, okay?
You are exactly right. I do get a pass for that because I can't find those donuts anywhere else. Wow. Homecoming is the only time I can get them. So you're absolutely right about that.
Let me ask this question then.
Go ahead.
Dr. Funderburk, and again, we got Larry King. You know, Larry, back in the day, again, you were a football player. You were a star football player. You played a key role. So let me ask you this question.
He was a starra, y'all.
Yeah. So tell us your position that you played back in the day, and then what goes on in the mind of a player this week?
Well, and your coach.
Absolutely. First of all, I like to say I played under one of the greatest coaches. In my opinion, the greatest coach that ever lived at North Carolina A&T, and that was the magnificent, the man, Mr. Bill Hayes.
Bill Hayes was one of the,
in my opinion, and of course I'm biased, the best coach to ever come out of North Carolina A&T. I played running back under Bill Hayes, and of course we won a couple of MEAC titles. And I would like to say thank you for all that he did for us and his players and me myself. And my teammates, and all my teammates from the 1992-93 football team at North Carolina A&T, we were pretty successful under Bill Hayes. And homecoming, he would tell us, homecoming ain't for y'all. He'd be like, it ain't for y'all. So y'all might as well don't even worry about homecoming. Y'all just need to win this game because they ain't come to see y'all. They came to see the school.
That's right. Homecoming ain't for the students. Homecoming is for the people that are returning home.
That is. But it's so interesting, though. We know right now, we know we don't have a winning record right now. It's been a tough season for us. So now the coach, he's probably, you know, he's in the locker room. And a new concept that I've learned recently, and you hear a lot of it in the locker room, and that's that mental toughness. You know, we've got to have a mental toughness. You know, when we're losing or when you're winning, we still got to be so focused. You know, when you guys are, what is it like when you're doing drill after drill after drill? Why is it that the coach has you guys going through that process?
Well, and me personally, first and foremost, I think we are winning. We might don't have the wins on the W column as far as games, but I can honestly say I've been to the football games, and those young men out there that are competing, the band, the cheerleaders, and the football players, I can see the Aggie pride in them. You know, I see the difference in the way the kids are responding to this new era of Aggie football. I can see the kids walking with a sense of pride. I can see the kids, you know, wanting to fight and continue to build the program at A&T. I can see it in the air. I can smell it in the air. And the way the kids come by, you know, when they're going back to their dorms after the games, then they're walking with a sense of pride. They're not walking with their heads down. They went out and gave it all they had to give. And that rep, you know, that practice is mean something to them. They might didn't win the game that day, but something is coming. Something as big is coming. This coach we have right now, the program we have right now, I think we're headed in the right direction, you know, and that's a sense of what you were just asking me. Keep doing it. And it's going to become perfect oil machine in due time.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I think this is exactly what we were talking about earlier. We have alumni, we have folks who have already been to the school, done that, got the degrees. Now we're out there doing our thing, right? And we're the ones looking at the students who are currently there saying, okay, yeah, the wins might not be in the W column yet, but I do see wins here, 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 and here. That's that support. That's that wisdom that only comes from experience. That's why you gotta have the current students, because they're the ones that are keeping, you know, the school alive in the moment. But you gotta have the wisdom and the knowledge that comes from the alumni. We can't forget about the alumni. So exactly what Larry just said, That's what we're talking about. He's a former football player who's like, no, that's not, it's not a total L.
That's
appreciated.
Wow, this is why we have How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs. We've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburg. We've got, again, the famous Larry King. We're talking today about homecoming, G-Ho. So, mm-hmm. Brett King, let me ask you this question. I know you and your boys, you guys have a tradition. I don't know if you guys are still doing it, but tell us about that tradition that you guys have on homecoming day.
Well, homecoming, you know, like I said, it's a week-long vacation. But, you know, me and my teammates, you know, we take a lot of pride in our tailgate. Our tailgate, we take pride in making sure that we have enough food to feed anybody that comes by. And our mm-hmm. tailgate consists of former football players that played at A&T. And we started a group them boys started a group because we remember when we were playing at A&T, we used to be really hungry. We would go out mm-hmm. and play. And when we were finished playing, we were kind of hungry. And so a couple of my teammates and I got together, you know, Maceo Bowling, Mo Smith, Money Key, Arthur Perry, Harvey Hinn, Curtis Burgess, and a couple of those guys named Ron Edwards, their Hall of Famers at A&T.
Wow.
And so we all got together and we was like, hey, what can we do to make an impact and think back to when we were finishing those games at A&T and how hungry we were back then. And so we tried to feed about, last year, I think we gave out about 1,200 plates of free food. And we're not talking about just a hamburger and a hot dog. We're
wow.
talking about the all types of food and all the fixings. And we refuse to ask for a penny because we just want to give back to the team, the band, the cheerleaders, you know, the alumni. Anybody come by, you can eat with us. And we take pride in giving back to the, you know, the former players, the current players, the band, the cheerleaders, the students, anybody come by. And that's one of our traditions. It's called Them Boys Tailgate. And you can catch us right in front of the old field house.
Wow. See, this is why we have homecoming, y'all.
Absolutely.
You know, it's something about doing the tailgate. You know, we got the A&T parade. And look, mm-hmm. y'all, if you're doing the parade, it's early.
It is early.
Dr. Funderburg, I think you've been in a couple of the parades. Is that right?
I have. I think you've been in a couple too, sir.
I have. I've been with you. And so, you know, the tradition behind the parade, man, I mean, that has always, now, back in the day, the parade wouldn't start till later. And so the band would come in right at game time. But y'all,
oh,
they said,
wow.
Yeah, man, it was back in the old days. And boy, and the band was not at the beginning. The band was at the end.
The end. That's correct.
And, wow. and so when you rock the stadium, y'all, and when they do the breakdown, okay, white folks, y'all may not know what the breakdown is. But that's when we got to bust a move. We're going to shake a tail feather.
Did you just say bust a move and shake a tail feather? OMG. Okay.
Yes. You know, you got to break it down now. There she go. OMG. Some of that new stuff. Look, we got to keep it old school when you're homecoming.
It's homecoming, baby. It's homecoming.
Yeah, it's homecoming. We ain't got no OMG. What is that?
Now, see, this right here is why y'all going to walk out there somewhere on the yard and get called unk.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, the video went viral of us at the tailgate, and that's our new official name, the Unks of the tailgate.
So, I love it.
There it goes. See, that's all we had to say. That's
right. I love it. So I just also want to put that out there. If y'all are gonna be out there like really homecoming, make sure you hydrate. Make sure you find somewhere to catch a nap at least for a little bit. Make sure you get a little bit of nourishment. Go by the, what did you say they call y'all now? The unk. What did y'all say?
They call us the A&T Unks of the tailgate.
The A&T Unks of the tailgate. You go by there and get a little snack. You got to make sure, you know, you can't just be out here just completely wilding out, acting like you don't need to take a second, okay?
That's right. Look, but you know what? Again, so when we're celebrating, you're thinking about the older traditions, but then we got new traditions like Fan Fest, you know, FanFest has not been around for years. When it first started, I think, you know, we as Greensboro, you know, we, man, we fought that thing. You know, the residents, we were like, what's this? What's this? But now I think they've done it for a number of years. And so it really is kind of cool how we're able to get some of the really nice, you got some fish, you got pork chop, you know, you have all types of food. You know, yeah.
And something for the kids, because there's usually like a play area, I think, or something for the kids in there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And so, but, you know, again, but the biggest thing, though, is that, you know, this year, I want to encourage, and of course, as from how you're living, y'all, let's practice safety. You know,
absolutely.
We want to make sure we're creating a safe and fun environment for all. You know, let's keep foolishness away from the stadium, away from FanFest. You know, let's bring out
the kids.
Let's just
keep it away, period.
Yeah, because, you know, we want to really have a good time. You know, we want to make sure that this is a tradition. You know, as we establish new traditions, Larry is talking about a tradition. He and the fellas, the unks over there, you know, the boys, they doing their thing, you know. And so for those that are starting your newer traditions, you know, this is just a really good time to really bring out the family, you know, bring out grandma, boy, your blue and gold. And we just, you know, we do the darn thing. You know, we have a good time over there, you know, at the hotels. And, you know, this is the 99th year of Auntie Homecoming. And so we're coming up on the centennial homecoming. Now, we've been around longer than that, but the centennial homecoming is next year. So, you know, Dr. Funderburk, as we begin to close out from a mental health moment, you know, what does it mean to have homecoming, be it the homecoming experience, be it from the traditional folks like Larry, myself, the unks, or better yet, from the new guys, the new school dudes, you know, the ladies, what does it mean on the inside?
Well, I'm going to have to go back to that sense of connection, that sense of belonging. We got to have that. And that's what makes us kind of keep going when life feels a little harder. We recognize, oh, okay, there's somebody I can reach out to. There was somebody that does care because they had a free plate for me and it wasn't just a hot dog and a hamburger. They didn't know me from anybody else, but they gave me not just food, but good food. And they had a good story for me at the same time. This creates that feeling of nostalgia, you know. It's that feeling that starts to go away after at the end of the weekend when homecoming is over, and you start feeling that little hole in your heart, like, oh man, it's over already. And then you look forward to next year, and you walk around, and you can still smell the pork chops and the fish and the fried chicken and all of that stuff in the air. All of that is the connection of homecoming. That's what we need to make sure that we're connecting to. So you all, we want to make sure that you have a safe and happy homecoming. Again, Aggie Pride to all the Aggies and Aggies by Association out there. We want to talk to you again next week on How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is a sole property of WNAA FM HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA FM HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.